let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Words from God Rising Out of the Ashes by LaWanna Rickley is a compilation of her life arising from her deepest memories and heartfelt moments through the experiences she has lived. This book is, in poetry, all her loves, struggles as a mother and wife to just enjoying all the things that God has given her to see and feel. Growing very close to her Heavenly Father through each step of the way, she hopes it's an inspiration to all who read the words of her life. LaWanna Craft Rickley, author of Words from God Rising Out of the Ashes, is our guest on This Week in America. LaWanna, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
This is such an inspiring work that you've done with this book. Let's talk about the inspiration. What caused you to write this book, Words from God?
Well, it, like you said, it's a compilation of my my life. It's the events of my my life and travels through the United States and people I have met along the way and the struggles that I've had and my first marriage and the love I found with the second marriage. In other words, it's just an autobiography of my life and poems.
You know, and it resonates because people go through ups and downs in life. So they share their tears, their joys, and you have all of that in your book, Words from God, Rising Out of the Ashes. And it's interesting how this fascination with poetry began, and poetry and song. Talk about that. Who was the inspiration? Who instilled in you the love for expressing yourself in poetry and song?
My mother would spend hours singing and reading to me when I was a child, even into the preteen years. And she helped me write a poem that I had when I was about 12 years old. And it started me writing my own. Everything after that started to come into my head like rhyme, and I started expressing myself in thought and nature and Bible notes that I had taken and prayers and that would just come to me. Many times God would just wake me up in the middle of the night with thoughts.
You know, it's interesting. It's sort of like inspiration, divine inspiration, wasn't it, in writing the book?
Exactly.
And it's touching so many people. The book is Words from God Rising Out of the Ashes. And I know your husband, Wiley, has been instrumental as well. Talk about that for a second, how important that is to have someone to share this experience and to encourage you, because I'm sure there are times when things just aren't quite going together the way you would like them. It's not the rhyming scheme you're looking for. What's it like to have somebody by your side that's really encouraging?
Oh, my, it's wonderful. He gives me peace of mind. He'll pray with me, and he actually looks over my work now just to look at it before I assemble it. But he's very good with that, and he encourages me to send it in. He encouraged me to, you know, to send it in and get things published, and that's really how it got started, with him encouraging me to get it published.
I'm going to give you all the information here now on the book and the spelling and where you can find the book Words from God, and I'll do it later in the program. The book is Words from God, Rising Out of the Ashes, by our guest on the program, LaWanna Rickley. LaWanna is LaJuana. Middle name is Craft, Craft, and Rickley is Rickeley. I've given you a lot there. That's the spelling. The book is Words from God. You'll find it at writersrepublic.com. The other usual places as well. I'll send you to Writers Republic. The book is published there, and you'll have all the information. We'll have this on our website as well, so you have all of that. I didn't mention a whole lot about your childhood, but it's interesting what you went through. We're all sort of shaped by those early years. Tell me a little bit about the childhood, how you grew up.
Oh, I had a pleasant childhood. My mother and daddy and sister were always doing things together. We'd sit around and read. My mother would read to us in the living room from books that she had ordered, and we'd go to the library during the summer months, and my children, you know, went to the library during the summer because of that. I felt Mother inspired me for that. And we would sing in harmony while we would wash dishes together. And Mother and Daddy would both help us with homework. Mother would help me in the evenings, and Daddy would help me. He'd get me up early in the morning when I had tests. And we worked around in the yard and had fun doing it. And we just simply had fun being together as a family.
You know, it's interesting, by singing and getting together and sharing stories and going to the library, it really bonds a family, doesn't it?
Yes, it really does. It's something I don't think a lot of people do these days, but I wish they did.
Well, yeah, when you go in the library, it's always fun to see, like, young kids in there, like 6, 7 years old, grabbing books. There aren't as many as I used to see in the library, but it's nice to go in and see them trying to get some books, decide what they're going to take home, and either read to their parents or have their parents read to them. I know you've traveled some in your life. Where all have you traveled?
Oh, my. I have been in almost every state of
wow.
the United States. I've lived in Mississippi, Alabama, California, West Virginia, Texas, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Ohio, and Utah, just to name a few. And I've been to Mexico and Japan and Hong Kong, the Holy Lands, and we went to the Bahamas and Cozumel. We've traveled a bit.
Well, you have.
Various things.
And I'm sure that gives you different perspective, doesn't it, to travel different areas and gives you experiences that you can reflect in your book.
Oh, yes. Oh, definitely. People don't realize how lucky they are to live here where we live. There's a lot of places that are just not as easy to be in, and you have to watch what you say all the time. And I'm very proud to be an American.
Well, and the book is touching so many people, receiving excellent reviews, Words from God, Rising Out of the Ashes. You'll find the book at writersrepublic.com, and you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book really has broad appeal. Who do you have in mind when you write a book, particularly this book? Who did you have in mind?
Well, I felt like that women who have gone through similar situations that I have been in, that they would hope to have a better life and see that, you know, they can get through it through prayer, if nothing else. And I think pastors, I've been told that pastors could find sermons out of the material that I have written down, and I'm an avid note taker, so many of my prayers and poems are in that.
Yes.
Poems form. Yes.
Did you find by keeping notes that was helpful when you went back and decided to put this collection together? Was this a lot of memories, or did you have a lot of notes on some of the different circumstances, experiences you're talking about?
I don't know so much about having the notes as on my experiences, but I think I used the notes as I went along through my life. It was as they affected me when I heard the sermons or took the notes, or it would inspire me to write something that happened at that time, and then later on there would be something else. But I still collect a lot of notes. I still do that. It's just one of my hobbies, I guess.
Well, it's benefiting other people. It brings back memories for you as you're sharing these and touching so many people. What do you hope the books, the poems in the book, Words from God, what do you hope they accomplish with the reader? What do you hope we take away after reading Words from God?
Well, I had 4 children, so I think maybe it would help some mothers with troubled teens, some of them. Not all my children were troubled, of course, but, you know, there's struggles that have happened during that time, and there's resources for Scripture and salvation and just to make a better life. It's kind of like making lemonade out of the hard times and providing encouragement for the hopeless and the asking forgiveness or giving forgiveness, or, you know, during the bitterness that you might have felt, or the anger, that you may change your minds and have joy and peace, and when you felt defeat, maybe love, and you feel lonely, that you would feel comfort, and, you know, you always have the Lord with you. You always do. I've written also things like flowers about nature. I just felt like I had been in church when I went to the arches out in the canyons. I was the signature of God. And then there's the flowers, life, and lilies are all over the place. They're everywhere, and they're just beautiful, and they just adorned with the glory of God. And then there's some that I wrote just for the silliness of it, just like Whiskers the Seal. My daughter and I sat down and wrote it. I wrote it to see if I could write it faster than she could something. You know, we were having fun doing it, and it turned out pretty cute. So,
well, it really did. One of those where, yeah, you can share an experience, and that's something that you will remember vividly. You sound like it happened just the other day, and I'm sure she remembers it that way as well. You write with a variety of style. Talk a little bit about that. And I'm thinking as I'm reading that variety of style that you use maybe would be beneficial in a school setting. Have you ever thought about that?
Yes, I thought maybe it might. My oldest daughter studied poetry in one of her classes, and it challenged me to write in a multitude of different styles than I had. Each one of my children have, you know, had time to write, and they're very talented in each their own way. And one of them has written an article in a couple of newspapers, and I just wish that, you know, more of them would publish something that they've written, because they are quite good at it.
Well, you'll have to have your husband Wiley talk with them. He seemed to be giving you the little nudge to get going and to publish some of this material. Maybe he can talk with them and do the same thing. The book we're talking about is Words from God, Rising Out of the Ashes. Luana Rickley is our guest on the program. You'll find the book at writersrepublic.com. Other places, link onto our website, will take you there, and I'll give you all the spelling as we wrap up the interview so you can write all that down. But just Words from God, Writing Out of the Ashes, and you'll find it at writersrepublic.com. Who do you think would benefit from reading your book? I'm almost thinking, boy, there's something there for everybody. You mentioned you've got some issues you went through in life that a lot of people can relate to. You've got some silliness with the one poem there as well. Who do you think would benefit from reading this book?
Well, probably just about anyone. Anyone looking for a better way of life, a more peaceful way of life, would benefit from reading it. Some who are looking for Christian prayers or as a devotional. We did that on the bus on a tour a couple of years ago and used, you know, one of the poems for that. And I have had people tell me that they were using it as a devotional already, so.
And it's very entertaining as well, isn't it? So you can get something out of it, and you can just sit back and read and enjoy the words that you put together.
Yes, yes.
The book is Words from God, and it's available at writersrepublic.com. You mentioned that you're taking notes. It sounds like you're still, the observational skills are still there. You're looking around, coming up with ideas. Are you planning on writing more books?
I've already got about 200 pages toward another book.
Wow.
Some of the writings were short stories along with poetry. Still, there are many Christian poems and prayers in it, plus studies I have been going on doing. I'm still doing more studies, so.
Yes. Well, we can expect more, and that is good. And what's this been like for you as a writer, a creative person? If we've gone through all of the struggles of the past 9 or 10 months, has it given you inspiration for more writing? Have you found more time, more inspiration to write during this past maybe 9, 10 months than before?
Yes, I've given considerable thought about things that are going on in the United States today, the COVID pandemic, the violent protests and riots, the fires throughout the, you know, several states, and also the state of the world in general. I might include some of these thoughts in the next book.
You know, it's interesting you've said that this is almost, and we talked about this, maybe sort of divine intervention in writing this book. You'll get these ideas and wake up in the middle of the night and with ideas for poems and songs. Talk about that, because that's sort of like there's somebody tapping you on the shoulder in the middle of the night saying, hey, I think this is a good idea for a poem.
Absolutely. God has led me through every bad moment and rejoiced with me through the good times. He has answered my prayers throughout my life and awakened me, like I said, in the middle of the night with words from God that has ultimately brought me out of the ashes in my past and given me a happier life.
You know, that's interesting. Sometimes we look back and we see some of the negative and we dwell on that. And you talk about that very openly, very honestly, but then you talk about the good things that God has given you in your life. We really sometimes don't focus that much on the positive, do we?
No, no. But you've got to take the good with the bad, because it's all there. That's part of life.
Yes, and you've talked about making a lot of lemonade over the course of your life, and I like that, because you've done that, and that's all in Luanda's book, Words from God. What's it like when you have this book? You've got the book published, you've got it in your hand, this is impacting people. What kind of experience has this been like for you? I'm sure it's a feeling of accomplishment that I've not only published a book, but my book is helping people.
I really feel good about helping other people. It makes me feel better when someone will come up and say they have really, you know, learned something, or they feel like they, you know, are being helped by it, or it's just something they keep on their nightstand, you know, or that they know me better. You know, they feel like they know me as a friend. I have had a few people tell me that, and people that I went to, you know, as friends in the past have told me they had bought the book. I didn't even know they knew about it. And it had read it and really enjoyed it. So it feels good. It does.
When you go through yes, finish that.
Yeah, I said it feels like a great accomplishment. It does.
Well, and well it should. And a minute or so left in the program. When you go back and you look at your life and you read the book and realize, this is my life, what was that? What did you learn something about yourself as you were putting this collection together?
Yeah, it was kind of a purification for me.
Yes.
I just feel like a different person since I have written it. I know it that may sound strange, but it just has cleared my palate for whatever else I might write. You know, I feel like I have, you know, forgiven the past, and I am prepared to go to the future. And it just, you know, you might have something boggled up in your heart, but you don't realize you have it until you've written it down. I would encourage people to take notes in a journal. I have discovered that many times when I have journaled, 5 years later, I'll pick something up, and it was something that I felt like I was doing right then, and I said, oh, my goodness, I need to change that. And so if you don't learn from your past, you can't grow to your future.
Well, I think this book is reflective, and as people read it, that will be one of the items they take away. It's like, okay, it's good to look back. It's good to deal with some of these issues. Maybe things that happened in your life you didn't even know were an issue until you go back and you start looking at those and may understand this is something that's impacted the rest of my life. It's such a well-done collection. We look forward to more. The Words from God, Rising Out of the Ashes, the new book by Luanda Craft Rickley. I'm going to spell that for you. That's Lajuana Craft, Craft, and Rickley is Rickeley. The book is available at writersrepublic.com, other places as well. That's the best place, and you'll find it there very easily. Words from God, Rising Under the Ashes. We'll have all this on our website as well. Luana, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk about what you went through and putting words from God together. And hopefully we can do this again with the next book. Thank you for sharing this with us.
Thank you very much, Rick. I appreciate it. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
You as well. Luana Rickley, the author of Words from God, Rising Out of the Ashes, our guest. You'll find the book at writersrepublic.com. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.